Hello again, and welcome to the November 2024 Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments Podcast. And this is your regular podcast host and discussionist, Marv Pikla. And as tradition calls, I am in my opening day deer hunting blind, waiting for daylight and a chance to get a crack at a huge northern Michigan buck. Yep, tradition. And I have to report that I have done a little more improving to my hunting blind. Is it nice and warm? No. But does my little propane heater at least take the edge off? Yeah. And will I be okay if my stomach growls? Yeah, because coffee and a donut or two are just part of the longtime tradition. But it is also nice and quiet, and a unique time to consider meaningful topics that I can share with you and hopefully help you progress at home and at the job. And most times, they all fit appropriately within one of my favorite topics like leadership and communication, professional development, and innovation. Or just maybe sometimes a topic will take off, and as the discussionist takes a walk across to all of these topics, because sometimes the things we're talking about kind of have that multi-purpose reach, and that's some of my favorite. But regardless, for today, my dad's inspiration to continue this special out-in-the-woods tradition is a real quality contributing force to maximize this time that I get to share with every listening person, and I thank you for that. So enough about tradition and hunting. It's time to talk about this month's learning moment, okay? And this one's kind of special. Here it is: making sure your inventories are alive. Let me say it again. Making sure your inventories are alive. Now I can hear and feel the, what is he talking about, or has he just spent too much time in the woods already, kind of thoughts going on out there? Well, let me explain. What I mean when I use the word inventories in this learning moment, I'm asking you, are your work tools, documents, records, furniture, even computers alive and making a regular contribution to keeping you moving progressively forward? Are they all of those things that you're inventorying around you? Or do you have a room, desk, walls, files full of inventory that are maybe just in a life work need coma? You heard what I said. Maybe a life work need coma. Think hard and honest. Do you have a lot of stuff that really is in that coma state? Well, I believe we are all somewhat guilty of spending maybe limited professional development time making sure our inventories are alive, that the inventory stuff we got around us are alive. If you think about this challenge, you will begin to realize old comatose inventories take up both physical and your mind space. You know what I'm saying? They take up space inside you, outside you. And guess what? We are not privileged to have unlimited space in either of these categories, right? Okay. I have many friends and colleagues that keep a ton of information and documents from their past and leave it in that coma state just in case. And guess what? So I ask, just in case what? The potential of exactly the same issue occurring, requiring the same form of professional attention, is pretty unlikely. But it takes up space. your mental and physical space with the understanding that it's just in case you might need it? Okay. And I think sometimes when I've watched others keep their inventory stuff, it tends to be kind of that historical security blanket. Do you know what I mean? In the past, you know, maybe some information and documents represented a series of good ideas, good actions, and positive results. The problem is that all of this security blanket element stuff fills up a person's innovation and creativity space, and it squashes down that potential in the areas for new growth and cool development. So, what are this month's inspiring innovations, learning moments about making sure your inventories are alive? Let's take it on. First, I think, just like prioritizing your priorities, you have to start by inventorying your inventories and assess, first off, their usability. Okay? And by usability, I mean consider each item's involvement in your worlds of work and life today. Has it come around and been used in weeks, months, years? So then decide, are they alive or comatose? Next, measure items against their valuability. Does somebody care about a certain item and issue with you anymore? Or have they totally devalued what you consider important? And times have changed, so it's really important. Do they have a value not only to you, but those around you? Okay? And finally, review and research the impactability of the item and issue and make sure current events and current progress are being impacted by what you still have in that inventory that you're hanging on to. Is it still worth being with you because it just makes you feel good and it's got that security blanket thing going on? Or might it be recycled and assist in a new initiative? Those kinds of things are what you need to do when you're kind of assessing all of your inventory. So think about it. Usability, valuability, and impactability. These are three critical factors you need to think about when you're making sure your inventories are alive. Well, guess what? It's getting light enough outside there, and I better start paying attention to opening day. It is again fun to prepare this podcast for you in this special place, this special traditional spot every year. But for this month, remember, use this non-traditional learning moment and begin by inventorying your inventories and assess them based on their usability, their valuability, and impactability. And you're thinking about the future, those around you, and if your stuff still has a valid application. Those are the things you're thinking about. Thank you so much for listening, as always. Appreciate it. Share it. Share this message with others, and you'll bet we'll talk more next month.